eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. And with over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED lights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I have dollop tour dates to announce for the year 2024 of our Lord J-Town. We have our 10th anniversary show coming up in Los Angeles on April 27th. Guests are Karen Kilgariff and James Adomian. And then we are going to Australia starting on May 13th in Perth, May 16th in Sydney, May 18th in Brisbane, May 20th in Canberra, May 22nd in Melbourne, and May 24th in Adelaide. You can get your tickets at dolloppodcast.com. You're listening to The Dollop on the All Things Comedy Network. This is an American History Podcast. Each week, I, Dave Anthony, read a story to a guy who used to follow me on Twitter.
Gareth Reynolds, who has no idea what the topic is going to be about. And that is crazy. Aaron, Sam, today was the day when, seriously, Twitter... Dave's protected his tweets because he is a disaster.
I'm a snowflake.
He's a lightning rod.
What does that mean, protecting tweets?
I can't. So only my followers can read it.
So no, he's like private, essentially.
Damn.
Yeah. And I've heard about this, and I believe in like shadow banning. I know all that shit happens, but Twitter actually made. I unfollowed Dave, but I didn't. So Twitter unfollowed me. So I had to text Dave and be like, "Hey, man, will you let me follow you again?" Like, so Twitter fucking unfollow. It's fucking crazy.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It happened. People say that to me all the time. They're like, I unfollowed you. I was like,
well, I'm off Twitter, but you can find me on Truth Social and.
Yeah, you've been great on those.
Gab. Yeah.
Well, we should point out we have a guest this week. Sam Morrell is joining us in studio. Beautiful. Thanks. Burbank.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having us. You are officially a mogul because you have a whiskey.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
You have a podcast.
Yeah.
You have two podcasts. Yeah. We Might Be Drunk, and then you have one with Julian Edelman.
New one coming out tomorrow.
What's
coming
it called?
Out tomorrow.
Games with Names. I didn't remember. You asked me before, and I was like, I don't know.
No, that's why you went to the bathroom. You're like, hey, what the fuck is that?
Games with Names.
And then your special, September 1st, called Same Time Tomorrow on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we've seen, and it really is fucking great.
It's very good.
Thank you, man.
It's very funny.
As good as they get. I mean, that was really fucking tight.
You're opening joke, how often audiences get confused by it.
Oh.
The cop one?
Oh, yeah. That was one that I was like, oh, man, I wish I had like 40 more of these jokes.
Yeah.
It's nice when you have a joke that hits that hard every time, and then you're like, I don't. And I was just like, you know what? That's a joke that'll probably offend the right people.
Yeah.
So if they're like, I'm out, but if they're in, they're like, oh, that's my type of special.
Yeah, totally.
So,
yeah.
So it's like a perfect, I like to open with
and
like,
it's a joke that you hear and you go, wait, was it? Oh no, he's on my side.
What this is called is teasing. Now don't you want to watch it to see what this first joke, and I'll say the last joke's also amazing. So watch
Thank you, man.
No, but it's great. It really is great. Den Chicago, awesome place, but great crowd work, great special.
Thanks, man.
Dave, do you have anything?
No,
you
just read your fucking
All
shit.
All right, Dave, I'm gearing up to record a special.
People
probably
cannot wait till this new one.
Haven't heard back from Netflix just yet, but I'll be at the San Jose Improv this Wednesday, August 17th. The Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, August 19th, August 20th. That's Friday, Saturday, four shows. Then I'll be in the Glendale Room, August 29th, August 30th in Glendale, California. The Brea Improv, Thursday, September 1st. September 9th, Las Vegas. September 10th, Las Vegas. 9/11. Burbank, California at Flappers, September 14th, the Punchline in Sacramento, California. Then I'll be at Savage Henry Comedy Club in Eureka, California, September 16th, September 17th. Then recording my special in three cities, September 20th, Helium Comedy Club in Portland, September 22nd, Laughs Comedy Club, Seattle, Washington, and then Vancouver, the Rio Theater, September 23rd. Go to GarethReynolds.com for all those tickets. The Dollop, we are doing a live stream September 9th through Moment House. So join us for that. That's the Make 'Em Up because Dave thought he had COVID. And he didn't. He got a false positive. And then we will also be October 20th in Pennsylvania, somewhere. Munhall? I don't think it's Munhall. The 21st of October will be in Cleveland. October 27th will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll be at the Royal Oak Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan, October 28th. November 3rd, Nashville. November 5th, St. Louis. November 6th, Indianapolis. November 8th, Kansas City. Go to dollarpodcast.com for tickets and information.
Planet.
Are we starting?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Same time tomorrow, September 1st, Netflix. All right.
1904. Year of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Sorry, I know you're
He's a man of the cloth.
South Omaha, Nebraska. Sure. It was a town of about 20,000 people. Like Omaha, the workers were mostly employed by the meatpacking industry and the railroads.
Sure.
The two fucking greats.
Sure. All two.
In 1904, there was a meatpacking strike.
Okay.
So the owners brought in immigrants to work as scabs.
Wow. Such a different era. That's a different time.
It worked. The strike failed. So this meant now there are all these new foreigners working in town, and the fired workers were bitter and angry at them.
It's always great that position they put the workers in and the immigrant workers in to hate each other because they just want to make money.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Get the town hating each other.
Yep. Nice. A melting pot.
Yeah. It's the melting pot. So the railroads mostly employed Italians, Greeks, and Hungarians. They're non-union contract workers.
Okay.
A lot of Greeks were under peonage, which is against labor laws. So like basically...
Under peonage?
Yeah, so basically, they just control you. Like, you're just completely fucked.
Like, I'm under your peonage.
Yes.
Right, okay.
That sounds like Harvey Weinstein. The women were under his peonage in many ways.
Yeah.
The immigrants in South Omaha, they're hated for being scabs. They're also hated because they're different.
Right.
As you're just supposed to do. That's just tradition.
Sure. Yep.
In 1907, the Omaha Examiner wrote that if California had a Japanese problem, then Omaha had an Italian, Greek, Bulgarian, and Serbian problem.
It's good to see the Examiner really living up to the name of examination properly. Upon further examination, it's our version of the Jap problem.
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
The paper called the Italians ignorant, anarchists, and vicious.
Wow.
Oh, even a broken clock is right twice.
I mean, nailed it. I mean, that's all I can say about that. The Greeks were relative newcomers. Yeah. They mostly came in 1906 as scabs.
Okay.
There are around 2,000 Greeks living in South Omaha now. And they lived.
And they were eating the food like, this food is unbelievable. These motherfuckers took our job. What is tabbouleh? That is so good. Pete is the best bread ever, but those sons of bitches.
They lived in an area known as Greek Town.
Sure.
In the Third Ward. Besides,
they were like, we're very lucky that they have this area for us.
So besides seeing the Greeks as scabs, local whites also saw them as clannish, immoral, and un-American. Mm-hmm. So that hasn't changed.
No.
They moved into what was previously an Irish neighborhood, which of course was called Indian Hill, because just keep the...
Right. What is that?
It means that probably the Indians used to live there, and then the Irish moved in, and you name it for what the people are. So originally...
More ways that we've really been, like, giving to the Native Americans who we, like, took...
We named that after you.
Don't worry, we gave you a hill. That's pretty good, huh? They're like, we would rather the land... enough. We're done. The negotiating's over.
We don't beat around the bush with the... Like, they had the Indian Removal Act. They just called it the Indian Removal Act. They were we're just going to call it... We're just going to remove you
now
guys.
Now it would be, like, the land repurposing movement.
That's right.
You know? Back then they were like...
There was a level of honesty back then.
They should still do it.
It's called the Go Fuck Yourself Indian Act.
Yeah.
So the Greeks are mostly single men. They couldn't afford to bring their families over. So they just, they were making money to send it back to relatives and then hopefully go back themselves right. once they made enough money.
Right.
They mostly keep to themselves. They speak only Greek because they didn't plan on sticking around.
Right.
So no need to learn English for most of them. They lived four or five to a room.
Wow.
So pretty great. Pretty
yeah.
fun.
Solid.
Yeah. Coffee was...
New York standards, really.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And the coffee's the center of life. They go to coffee houses, play cards, read Greek papers. The whole stereotype. They, Orthodox guys.
I would love for
guys.
Them to be reading the Greek Examiner, just talking about, like, you know, the Japanese have a Californian problem. The Greeks have a Nebraska problem. They're like, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Is that a Greek? What do we know for the Greek accent?
I'm not sure.
I have no idea what it would be.
It's going to be a little Balky-ish.
Just think about Telly Savalas?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not going to be good.
Being young men, they were super into the local ladies.
Okay, sure.
And they would insult the women as they walked by the boarding houses.
That's a different, that's a dog call.
Yeah.
Instead
or
of a cat call.
At least people thought they were insulting. They didn't know because they didn't, no one spoke Greek who would hear it.
So the people were just like the tone scene.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, like that like, kind of deal.
I love her.
She's very beautiful. I called her very beautiful.
It's a disgusting language. You keep the
words people act like negging is new. That's been the game all along.
Forever. Yeah, it's always.
You're like, oh, look at your ankles. And they're like, oh, and they're like, I'm in. That's how they did it.
Yeah.
So no one really knew, but they just took it as insulting. So that meant one, you know, assumes the worst. This often leads to fights in the streets.
Okay.
Between local guys and Greeks.
Sure. So are we mainly focusing in on the Greeks as far as,
Oh yeah, we're okay. full on the
okay.
Greeks.
Okay. It's a Greek focus.
The local papers, just cranked up the tension as much as they could.
Good.
The Omaha Bee wrote, quote, "The thing that sticks in the craw of the anti-Greek element is that they work cheap. Live even more cheaply, are careless in many little details that Americans set much store by. They ignore the restrictions of American law that lay heavily on the true patriot. In short, they do not mix, are not good fellows, like the citizens we get from Northern Europe, for instance."
What's the paper called again? The Bee?
The Omaha Bee.
It's so cute
I think
sounding.
It's still there.
And they're just like, here's our hot, awful take on these people. We're the Bee! And these are not editorials. These are like...
I mean, it could be an editorial, okay. but it's at this time, it's probably just an article in
right,
the paper.
Yeah, it's like fact.
Everything was kind of an editorial back then.
We've
right.
come a long way. You know, this we used to be racist against white people.
That's right.
It's crazy.
Now, yeah. yeah.
That
yeah.
is very true.
But back then, no one from Southern Europe was considered white. White
yeah,
was
sure.
Northern.
Right.
I mean, white's totally made up, so.
Yeah.
So the Daily News wrote, quote, "Their quarters have been unsanitary. They have insulted women. In other ways, they've made themselves offensive in the eyes of the great majority of people of South Omaha. Greeks are a menace to the American labor man, just as Japs, Italians, and other similar laborers
Christ.
Are.
Oh, my God. It's just...
Let's get a list.
I mean, like, we are awful now. But you wouldn't open the paper and be like, yeah, it's finally, someone's talking about the Jap-Greek problem. Like, we have, like, it's, I don't know, the internet's the dark place. It would be, it's weird to open the paper and be like, that's right. That's exactly right.
They nailed it with the bees.
The bees really getting it right. This examiner understands.
I thought he was just going to talk about how the Greeks are bad, but he threw in the Japs and the Italians. So
this guy's, he's non-biased. That's what I like about this article. It's not biased. It's not just anti-Greek. It
right.
gets it.
Yeah,
the Italians, too.
He gets anything south of Germany is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
So John Masoridis was from a small Greek village near the city of Kalamata, which you want to go ahead and
best
explain.
Olives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you were going for?
I assume.
You, is that, yeah. you knew that I knew one
well,
thing.
Well, you're a food guy.
Yeah, I like olives. Yeah. They're great. What an asshole.
The area he was from had experienced a lot of violence. So he arrives in the U.S.
violence.
In 1906 at the age of 36, leaving behind his wife and four kids.
And his olive.
And his olive.
Yeah. His olive bushes.
Bushes.
His plentiful olive oil.
Trees? Do they have olive trees?
Yes. Trees, yeah.
Olive.
Yeah. Bush tree
shrub.
Or yeah. jars.
Sure. Yep. yep. Like the big ones from Costco.
John's a medium-sized guy. He's got a big old Greek mustache, spoke no English.
Sure.
So he goes to Wyoming to meet up with his brother, Gust.
Okay. So.
These guys sound like menaces. I don't trust
them. I don't trust anyone named Gust. So Gust? No, Gust. T's throwing me off a little bit, Gust.
Gust, you mean?
Gust, yes, Gust.
Gust.
Gust. Tuh.
Huh?
Uh-huh. And then the wind comes and he just spreads his coat and goes away. The hell he go?
There he goes. He's a really bad superhero.
That's Gust. Look at Gust.
Look at him go.
He's just landing. I can't really stick the landing properly.
This is all I have.
Yeah.
So then he and John moved to South Omaha to open a grocery store.
Okay.
But in 1908, Gust was tired of America and he goes to Egypt.
What about America he was finding tiresome? It seems like it was
just a well, it's a really fun place, obviously, yeah, where you can be a scab.
Yep.
And
yep, we're open.
Get yelled at.
Sure.
By
compliment someone as they walk by and they're like, that son of a bitch.
But we really are not an immigrant friendly country. And and for a place with so many immigrants.
And it was like we came here as immigrants. Like a bunch of British people were like, yes, we don't like foreigners very much.
Yeah. No, literally everyone came here and was like, all right, who's fucking worse?
Yeah. And then we came here and the people who were here we were like, I hate immigrants.
Yeah.
They're like, no, we live here. We've been here for a while. Like, all right, you immigrants.
That's why we like reality shows so much, because it's all about ranking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're always doing. We're ranking.
Yeah, we are. And we're always like, we're number one still. We got this.
In early 1909, the cops were watching John because he had been arrested previously for gambling. So they're like, he's a bad guy. Mm. And now it's been reported that he's been hanging around a 17-year-old named Lillian Brees.
Damn. Okay.
Does this guy work at the comedy store?
This is. He might.
You've been finessed.
Oh, sorry, man. Man.
Lillian tutored Greeks in English, so she's tutoring him.
Okay.
Charges $4 a month. In February, she'd given John 3 lessons. But people are noticing he's coming around her place.
Okay. For tutoring.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for professional reasons, but everyone starts
talking.
It
is for professional. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
It's totally professional.
Okay.
Older Greek dude, young white woman. It's very upsetting.
Right.
It's
yes,
the worst thing that could happen.
Right.
Locals are upset, so they call the cops.
Uh-huh.
And the cops don't like it, so they're keeping an eye on it.
It's amazing that the cops come over and validate that. So what if he's getting tutored? We don't think he's getting tutored. Yeah, I don't like it much myself, to be honest with you. Seems a little strange. Older man learning English from a young tutor? I don't think so.
This is a fucking law against that, Jimmy. Yeah. It's got to be illegal, right? So Ed Lowry is an immigrant from Ireland who arrived in 1887, and he moved to South Omaha. He got married, had a couple of kids.
Okay.
And then he got a job in at a meatpacking company in the lard department.
Sure. Mm. Yep. Hot area. Oh, I'm thankful I'm finally in the lard area. We've dreamed of this for a while.
Oh, it's my dream.
Yeah.
Just come home covered in lard every day.
Yeah. Oh.
That was work. Well, you can fucking see.
The lard department. So what? That is just what? Handling lard?
Yeah, I think they're handling. They're handling lard and putting it in lard buckets. And
sure.
I assume cans is what they had then. And
right.
Then packing it in cans and shipping it off and
right.
Lard it up. Or I guess they have to make the lard, which they make out of the...
They're making lard?
Yeah.
I don't know how lard works.
And this guy's learning English on the side?
Yeah.
That's a long day.
Yeah.
It's... So, well, lard is from cow fat, right?
Yeah, but
Aaron,
how are you...
You're a lard guy.
What's lard's deal, Aaron? But why? When you say making lard, what do you mean making lard?
Well, they make... What do you mean? Lard is made from 100% animal fat.
Oh, you do? So it's like rendered...
That has been separated from meat.
Right, okay, but...
It's made through rendering.
Okay.
The fatty parts of the pig are cooked slowly until the fat is melted, then the fat is separated from the meat.
Right, okay.
Mm.
Okay, so you're changing the fat.
Changing the fat?
Yeah.
Are you just...
You see like a little Harry Potter Irishman.
So you're boiling it off the meat.
Jesus Christ. We're just disgusting.
Yeah.
What? All right.
And then you just rub it all over your face.
Yeah. Oh, this is magic.
So in 1904, in the strike, he lost his job. So he becomes a cop.
Okay.
So he's an Irish cop, if you can imagine.
Right, yeah.
He was liked and respected. He was known to take care of drunks and get them home at night when they were, you know, too hammered to get there on their own.
I mean, well, they were probably like, no, I know you. And they were like, oh, it's good to see you. And he's like, yeah, we got to get you out of here, mate.
Yeah, that's who you want as your designated driver, an Irish cop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sounds like that's going to work out well.
So he owns a house and his daughter's in college, so things are looking good for the Lowrys. Yeah. And on February 19th, he's called to Lillian's apartment by other tenants on the block because
a Greek is there.
Uh-huh. Could be touching her with his Greek parts.
Right.
And he decides to arrest John for vagrancy.
Mm. Interesting. Is part of that the fact that, like, Irish immigrants had such a tough time that once you got to any position of authority, you were like, I have to hate immigrants in order to be American?
Mm.
I mean, it just seems like every...
Is it just being a cop, or is it being an American?
It's very much the cop mentality.
Okay, right.
But I think it's also being an American. I think it's a combo. Like, once you were here, you're like, fuck everybody else.
That is what's beautiful about
this. Whoever new came, it's the same thing on, like, on Hawaii. It was like the Portuguese came first, and then the Japanese, and that still goes on today.
Right.
And so there's a hierarchy.
Yeah, like you're saying.
Like the Portuguese were top, then the Japanese.
We're a list people.
And now the Pacific Islanders are coming, and they all hate... The Pacific Islanders, it's like it never stops.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. And then I moved to Idaho for 1 year, and I had to change my California license plate. I mean, like, we just started, like, our goal is to just hate outsiders.
Hate outsiders.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I guess it depends. Like, I'm New York. You know, you go to Boston, you say I'm from New York, they're like, boo.
Yeah.
All right.
And there was the whole thing where it was like, you know, you were like, we're America. We're a melting pot. It's like, no, we just, like, we hate any difference.
Yeah. Also, it was like, I don't play for the Yankees. I came here to entertain you. I don't know what the hell you're booing me.
It's great to be here.
Did he fucking say Yankees?
You only do stand up in New York, you fuck.
So he gets arrested for vagrancy. Basically, he's just arresting him because he's an older Greek guy with a white woman.
Right.
Like, so he's walking John to jail, and John realizes that he has a gun on him.
John realizes?
Yeah. And so he pulls the gun out. Lowry pulls his out and shoots him. Now that's the official version, but he kills Lowry, right? So
the
official version is he pulls out his gun, Lowry shoots him.
Which one's Lowry?
The cop.
Okay.
John pulls his gun.
Lowry shoots John.
Or should I say John takes out his gun, Lowry shoots at him.
Right.
John shoots back and kills Lowry.
Oh, okay.
So
the cop got shot.
Cop's dead.
Okay, damn. Wow.
John says he pulled it out because he wanted to throw it away. He was trying to do it on the sly because he didn't want to get busted for concealing a weapon.
Right. I mean, I'm not trying to fall into the stereotype of I don't believe the Greek man's story in this, but...
I never blamed the cop. Although the cop is dead.
Yeah. It just seems strange to be like, I was trying to toss it into the bush.
Yeah.
And I killed him.
I think we can both say it's not great.
Yeah, yeah. It's not great.
Damn.
So either way. John's wounded, and Lowry's dead. So other cops come. They take John to the South Omaha jail, where he's given first aid, right? First aid.
Yeah, right. Second aid.
a little punching.
Yeah.
How's that? Does that fucking help? So he's taken in an ambulance to the hospital just after midnight. So they had a little, I don't know how much time they
took him to jail?
Yeah, they worked
and
him
then
over.
To the hospital?
Yeah, that's how that works.
Jesus. I don't think we do that order anymore. We're pretty horrible now, but I definitely think we do the arrest in the hospital. We don't be like, all right, so I just finished the fingerprints, and then we'll get that bullet wound taken care of for you. Okay. Can you turn to the right? Try to turn to the right.
So... At the hospital, a crowd gathers.
Of course, supporters.
Yes, they're all like, good job, Greek. Yeah. Good job. No, they want to lynch the Greek. That's who they're out there yelling, let's lynch the Greek.
Sure.
So the cops decide to move him to Douglas County Jail, which is in Omaha.
Okay.
So Omaha's like 3 or 4 miles away from South Omaha.
Okay.
And there's about 500 dudes outside now.
Nice.
So the crowd's getting bigger. And when the ambulance with John pulls away from the hospital, they start chasing it on foot.
Okay.
And
it's
ambitious.
Well, it is a horse-drawn carriage. So
oh, right.
It's not a car.
Right. It's not. So they're like keeping pace real easily.
Yeah.
This is the most exercise anyone in Omaha has done ever since.
So they scream and they threaten to kill John, quote, with violence.
As opposed to the peaceful murder.
Slowly.
Close
your eyes. And then they just put their hand over his mouth.
We're going to put a rag with some chemicals over your nose. Shh. Let the angels carry you, John. Slowly, slowly. Breathe it in and out, John.
They put these pennies on his eyes.
Yeah, there we go.
So the ambulance got away because the horses were, quote, whipped into a dead run.
Nice. It is great. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
The horses were like, well, if someone's got to get hurt, it's the horses.
Horses really have it horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
They don't have it good.
You see that in New York. Yeah. Where they have the. It makes me so mad.
Yeah. Dude.
That was like the only decent thing about de Blasio. We're like, he's going to outlaw the horses at least. And then he didn't even do that.
Well, and what's the purpose? Like, why, like. What we're talking about is the horses are like passing out from the heat, and like, so you're doing horse drawn, but it's like, we don't, I mean, it really is for nothing other than just like, isn't that a cute little thing we offer here?
Yeah.
It's like, for fuck's sake, you don't. There's no purpose.
Yeah, you know what kills a romantic horse and carriage ride is the horse collapsing in front of you.
I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know if I can even propose anymore. I just
anyway,
more champagne, darling.
Anyway, honey.
That horse
will you,
the horse doesn't look okay.
Will you?
Why is he still yanking on it? Stop talking for a second. Look, I can't do this. I need to be. I can't believe you did this. I need to be someone who's an empath.
All right, I'm on my knee over here.
Well, the horse doesn't.
Let me get it out. He's so,
why are
you so fucking nervous. Look, will you fucking marry me?
God, no.
Jesus, for what?
Yeah, but like a human, like those like humans who run people or ride on their bikes, like, all right, they know the deal.
Rickshaw?
The horses, yeah, the rickshaw.
That's fine for you.
Well, it is because the human can go like, I'm not going to work today.
Maybe the human just needs to work today, though.
Oh, for fuck's sake. See, he's pretty good at this. He's right. He's not wrong. He's pretty good.
The cops shoot into the air to scare the crowd away. And then they have to take a meandering route.
I like how that works. He's got a gun. He's a cop.
Then they take a meandering route to avoid being blocked off because the crowds are trying to stop the...
Right.
And they bring him to the Omaha police station.
Okay.
And at the Omaha police station, the cops all get guns and they hold the crowd back all night till morning. So the mob's still there. They want blood and they feel pretty ripped off because they didn't get to... Lynch the Greek.
Right.
So
it's tough.
Like they had a plan. They had a night plan and now it's morning and you're like,
it's not gonna be the same.
You know, when you want to do something.
We're not even drunk anymore.
At least this mob now would just be on Twitter.
Yeah.
At least they wouldn't do anything.
Totally. Yeah,
they would feel like they would be like,
the John's
really
been canceled.
I got blocked a bunch last night.
Things are at a fever pitch, right? Everyone's very tense, and that's when the local papers jump in.
Oh, that's right.
The morning edition of the Omaha World Herald had the headline, quote, Ed Lowry, South Omaha policeman, is shot and killed by a Greek.
Nice.
The article was very clear that the Greeks in South Omaha were responsible, not just John.
Oh, so...
Damn.
It's all the Greeks.
Man, being an immigrant really sucks.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How are you even able to do that? You're just like, this is a systemic problem?
Yeah, they're all bad. Right. I mean, he came from there.
They were all behind him, telling him to do it.
I mean, shot by a Greek is bad enough. You can't just say shot. You have to give the type of, and now you're blaming the whole group?
Yeah.
It's
all the Greeks. Very capable.
The paper said the Greeks in Greektown had created the conditions and lawlessness that led to murder.
Wow.
Jesus.
The Greeks in Greektown.
Meanwhile, this guy was just getting...
They're like being very... It is. It's like that. It's not even super subtle, but they're like, we need to say Greek 8 times for people to load the Greeks.
They might think it's the Serbs in Greektown.
Right. And, well, not after this article, they won't.
Joseph Murphy, who was a civic leader, put out a notice in 2 of the 3 major newspapers, which called for a general meeting at 2 p.m. the next day to discuss getting rid of, quote, the filthy Greeks.
Wow.
Who had disregarded the laws in the city for years.
Wow. That is
so it's time.
So overt.
How do you figure?
Well, and what, it's been 24 hours?
Yeah.
And now we're like, we got to get rid of the filthy Greeks.
Yeah.
Wow. Just doesn't take, we move. When we want action, we move.
We do not slow down.
During things that matter, we don't. But if we could just take xenophobia and put it towards like actual things.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Like, we just, if we could find a nationality to blame for climate change, you would see us getting fucking wheels and we would be moving.
Well, yeah, that's white people.
No, but I'm sorry, Dave. Unfortunately, the way the system's set up, it's not. Russians. If we could start purely blaming Russia for climate change, you'd see some action.
Give that time. Give that time.
Well,
it could happen.
Let's go. I like this is the first hopeful thing I've heard in a while. Did you just block me on Twitter?
No, I should. Let me get to that later. So, quote, whereas this is the thing he wrote in the paper, Murphy.
Right.
Whereas the so-called quarters of the Greeks are infested by a vile bunch of filthy Greeks who have attacked our women.
See, he's really hitting Greek hard here. His Greek count is high already.
Yeah. Insulted pedestrians upon the street, maintain gambling dens, and many other forms of viciousness. And on the evening of February 19, these conditions culminated in the cowardly and brutal murder of Officer Ed Lowry, one of the most highly respected citizens of this city.
So Ed Lowry, status raised high.
Yeah, very high.
The Greeks.
Greeks not so lowered, much. Much worse.
Beaten down, yeah.
Yeah. Murphy said, citizens of South Omaha's lives were at stake, and they needed to discuss how to get rid of the Greeks.
It's an effective plan.
They really know how to manipulate you.
Yeah.
Mulaney's got that great joke. I don't know if you know that one about where you look at the paper and it says beauty slain and he's like body found. Unless, you know, I think about that every time I see.
Yeah.
The New York Post is a million of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
No, it doesn't take much. It is just like it's, and we fall for it over and over again.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
A million times.
Like the breaking news graphic has worked for so long. They just are starting to remove it, but for so long, this has to be crucial. This is hugely important.
Yeah.
Beauty slain.
Oh, that's a classic.
So the next day's World Herald had an article, quote, the Greek was made to feel that he was a human being.
Jesus. By the way, I don't think an Omaha paper should have the world in the title. Like, because it gives them sort of the gravity. Like, you'd be like, well, even the world local paper is saying that the Greeks are a problem. And that's for everywhere.
Yeah, that's the whole world
that's
they're talking
the world.
About.
It's like when you see an international airport in, like, Rochester and you're like, calm down.
Yeah,
you go to one city in Canada.
One flight from Paris a day.
The Greek was made to feel that he was a human being. He grew fat in arrogance and pushed aside the native sons or used them as mere rungs of his ladder of success. And then when a gentle hand sought to restrain him for a moment from wrongdoing, his thought was only to kill craftily, and he killed.
Wow.
To kill craftily.
And he killed. To kill craftily, and he killed.
The old craftily, here's a gun, boom!
But then also, if you were to go back and read any of those papers from 100 years ago, the shit they would be talking about the Irish would be, right?
I mean, honestly, it's the same stuff they're saying about trans people today.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Like, so it's like the Irish policeman is elevated because it's a way to leverage hatred towards the Greek.
That's right.
But if it, like, you know, you go back 100 years in that paper and they'll be like, dirty Irishman killed beautiful white man.
Yeah.
You know,
so true.
Like, but so now they're just adopting it. Just to get rid of whatever
group is less known. You're totally right with the trans thing too. I mean, I was trying to get a trans joke approved for the Tonight Show, and they said no way, and I was like, it's pro trans. They said you can't mention trans. I was like, I can't acknowledge them. Like, you can't. Like, that's more offensive.
Yes,
not acknowledging a group is more offensive.
Yeah, no, they don't exist here at the Tonight Show. We're not.
But you're right. It's whatever group is new to us.
Yeah. And you can use the same template to just vilify, scare us. It's going to really shake your world.
Yeah. So people are very fired up for the Sunday meeting.
Sure.
After all this that's happened, it's an open space beside City Hall. They have a big stage, and 1,000 people came early. So there's 1,000 people.
People are tailgating.
Pre-show.
People are like, people are like, come on. Let's make a day of it. Plus, this is like 1904 or whatever. They're like, there's nothing to do. I'm showing up Saturday night at 10 p.m. We're going to do it proper. We're going to be out there all fucking night.
You got the brats.
Yeah, I'm fucking hammered.
The city was hungry for football. They really needed football.
They needed something. Yeah. It was when the double canned helmet was still on. The guy's like, I don't know. I feel like my purpose isn't here yet.
The double canned helmet, but for lynchings. That's what
Yeah. Got nice rope on these.
So Murphy's brother, Henry, gives a speech.
Okay.
He was a former city attorney. And when he starts speaking, the crowd is at the beginning of it's 3,000 people now.
Right.
So he's supposed to give a eulogy. That's Henry's job. But he takes some shots at the Greeks and their morals and habits.
Well, he's like, there's 3,000 people. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to punch it up. You're like, I don't want to just be a downer. I got some stuff, too. I got a couple zingers.
Wanted some words about a great man, Ed Lowry, police officer. We all knew him. Sometimes he'd have to deal with the Greeks out there fingering our ladies to get the fingers in there. Oh, yeah. The dirty little Greek fingers in our ladies.
All right. Yeah, they're lighting him at like 35. Come on, bro. You promised. We have a bunch of people. He's like, and also, what's with their fucking alphabet? Get to the ABCs, motherfucker! Oh, Jesus, this guy, we really got to get the hook. This guy's really riffing. He's hammered.
Quote, it is about time for the citizens to take steps to rid the city of this menace. We should use means to get the corporations hiring this class of labor to desist. So he's saying we're going to go straight to the corporations and tell them,
don't hire Greeks.
No more fucking Greeks.
Right.
And he really fucked it up for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
just say, I got a gun.
Yeah.
Take the gun off me.
Yeah.
And all your friends get to still work.
Yeah.
You know?
It is thin ice we put it on. Damn. Like, honestly.
Also, he was just getting English lessons.
Yeah,
I mean, well, Dave, we don't need the good cop right now. We're all having a little fun, so if you could just...
Guy literally trying to better himself
and
be an American to integrate into the society.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you. Yeah. What's this, a fucking gyro?
He's trying to speak our language? Well, you won't let him speak Greek? Yeah, fuck Greek! Well, we're trying to... Okay.
Someone then called for a resolution and another seconded the resolution. It said that the so-called Greeks had brought lawlessness and viciousness.
I mean, it's...
But, quote, a large percentage of their bodies are affected by vile, loathsome, contagious disease.
So, this is...
It's the same. It's just the playbook.
This
is the fucking
proposition?
It's the fucking Hitler playbook. It's the playbook.
So, like, people are probably like, that's true. We don't need it. Like, plus, they have fleas and airborne cancer. And people are like, I mean, this is pushing it. I mean,
I just thought we were here for the one guy.
I'm not a fan of the Greeks either.
They're diseased.
And it's his brother still riffing. One of them coughed AIDS on me. All right, this guy.
And that a large number of them are suffering from syphilitic and other taints, and yet are permitted to handle food eaten by the people of the city and the public at large.
From a pork cutlet. My brother too.
I got me VD. Honey, I swear to God.
Syphilis.
I didn't fuck anybody. It's the fucking Greeks up there.
Aren't these guys all over there alone? Yeah. All these Greeks? Like, who are they getting these STDs from?
They are. That's true.
Yeah.
And by the way, cook your meat. There you go.
Yeah, cook your meat. You won't get syphilis.
I like to eat my tartar. So, sorry.
So the resolution called for the packing houses who hired the monsters to be pushed to stop the Greeks from infecting the food.
I mean, it's just so fast.
Yeah. Like,
fuse got lit.
Yeah, it really went there quick.
And you would think that, like, just regular white people would feel some sense of security in the fact that they have, like, all these cities on lockdown. Like, that they're, you know, they're
in control.
They're in control. And yet, just one little thing, they're like, well, we got to get rid of them.
But, you know, all those workers did get fired. Like, you know, they know what they're fucking doing.
Yeah.
And they've probably been saying this about the Greeks for years. I doubt this is the first time anybody was like, I can't believe the Greeks touch our meat.
No, it's like when I was growing up in Wisconsin, I mean, the amount of, like, Polish jokes we would tell in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait. And then as I got older, I was like, they're all Polacks. I was like, what have I been doing? Like, we were like, yeah, he broke his arm, raking leaves, fell out of the tree. And you were like, wait, no, this like whole culture is Polish.
That's also, by the way, I can't believe the Greeks are touching our meat. Oh, yeah. Who would want to eat Greek meat? It's only the best food.
Yeah, I know.
Imaginable.
The best food. It's
literally the best.
Yeah. Yeah. They were definitely still eating it.
Oh, yeah.
They were definitely. Oh, yeah. Like, that's definitely happens here in California, where they're like, look, the Mexicans came here and took our jobs. I love tortas. I love quesadillas.
Oh, go to like, Texas and you know, it's all this hatred towards Mexicans. And then but then you're, like, all these Tex-Mex places, like, oh, but you'll take the recipes.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll still make their food.
Remove the Mexican food from your culture. What are you? Like, well, not much.
So they wanted all Greek businesses closed. As a danger to public health.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a committee was formed to approach the meatpacking companies.
Okay.
And a second resolution called for the public mourning of Edward Lowry, who died at the hand of a, quote, scurvy Greek assassin.
I mean,
it keeps getting worse for this guy. Just,
honestly.
What, they're coming over here, they're not eating oranges.
A scurvied assassin. It's been 30 hours. He was just going to learn English. Scurvy killer.
All the other Greeks are just sucking lemons now.
Just like, please,
we're working on it.
We're trying. We don't believe he had scurvy, but we have all covered ourselves in lemons and rinds.
Well, so the Greeks speak Greek.
Right.
This is all happening in English. They literally have no idea what's going on.
Oh, Lord.
Jeez.
The 17-year-old's the key. We need our chosen one.
So the official mourning would take place on Tuesday between 8 and noon during his funeral, and they said everyone should ask for the day off work.
Well, there's something that wouldn't happen today.
Yeah. There's other speakers. There's two state reps are there. One is an Irishman and known labor agitator. The Omaha Bee wrote his speech was not made to calm the crowd.
Sounds like a kid's school paper.
It does.
Where the bee? Wait, what did it say? Sorry.
The Omaha Bee wrote his speech said he wrote a speech to not calm down the crowd.
Right. Okay. Right.
You've never heard of a paper called the Bee? Sacramento Bee?
I think
I've
heard of it before, but it is just bees. Like...
But it does sound childlike.
In this term, it's just like when it's hard-hitting news, it seems a little...
Yeah. I wonder where it came from, because it's definitely around, you know?
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't feel adult when they're like, we're going to tell you what's wrong with the Greeks. You're like, you're 6 years old. You should not be editing this.
That would be way funnier if it was just child racists. Just 7 year olds who are like, let me tell you something about the Jews. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Wait a minute. You're
oh my
bee.
God. Guys are adorable racists. Yeah.
So the one state rep demanded the government make a law that would forbid Greeks from handling meat. So okay. They already have a state rep saying he's going to make a law, right?
Right.
They're literally taking the immigrants' jobs now.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
They're taking their jobs.
Yeah. Different people spoke until about 3 p.m. That's when a large group of the crowd broke away and started walking toward Greektown.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So they've been drinking.
They must be, right?
Oh, yeah. 3 p.m., they're like, I'm going to call it by 6. If we're going to get over there, we got to get moving now.
As they marched, they shouted, kill the Greeks and remember poor Lowry.
And to your point before, the Greeks were brought in because the company fired the striking workers.
Who are now marching over
yeah. there. So it is, again, just the elite business people who have created this situation,
yes.
and the workers who have been manipulated to be like, the Greek people are our enemies. When it's like, no, they fucking fired you.
Yeah, the rich people are
the rich
guys.
People did this,
the
but
people
they're...
who started it all is the rich owner.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it's capitalism thing.
It's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good.
We have a lot of feel-good moments on the show where...
So the mob is made up of mostly men, but also women and children. Everyone's getting in on it.
The kids, yeah. They're like, I'm a reporter for the Bee.
As they march, they're joined by more and more people. So it's like a Rocky thing. Right.
Sure. I like that. It's like Rocky. Yeah. It's like a feel-good Rocky.
It's like
vibe.
a murder racist Rocky.
It's like
thing.
A Rocky. Yeah.
As they march, they're joined by more and more until they're about 3,000 strong.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
And then they come upon a bunch of Greeks who had no idea what was going
on.
No
clue.
Just literally hanging out on a Sunday, enjoying their day. Day off, right?
It's Sunday?
Yeah, it's Sunday. Wow.
Damn, on the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Religious.
The Lord's Day. The attacks began immediately. Mm. Four blocks of Q Street from 24th to 28th were complete chaos. Rocks were thrown by rioters. Men were beaten. It was described as a mad scene, though they said it was hard to tell who was, quote, it was difficult to tell who was the rioter and who was the spectator. So this is something we've learned covering these riots. This happened in the Melbourne riots. People came to watch riots and other people came to riot.
Right.
Yeah.
So you would have a massive crowd of people watching and then a bunch of rioters.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to do.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's 1909.
That's a big part
there's
of the
nothing
problem,
to
right.
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't really have movies yet, right?
Nothing.
They had like maybe that one. Do they have the train one yet? Not even, right?
I don't even know if they had the train one yet.
Yeah.
No, they just would, like, this was it. Like, something happened. I mean, the stuff we've covered of, like, what people would go watch is crazy. There was a guy who walked backwards across America, and it was like people were planning their summers around the scene. Like, it's just, like, walking events. Like, just, like, and there would be, like, parades with blocks of cheese, and people would be like, oh, my God.
Sack of flour, the patriotic sack of flour.
The sack of flour. Yeah. I mean, really, like, the stuff people would, like, go to. So
they would have gone crazy for a Bosch or any TV show.
Oh, yeah. You could just go back and just be like, put this in here. Who is he? Who is this man? And they're just like, Bosch. Bosch is God. We salute Bosch.
And look at the diversity on this show.
It's amazing. That's actually our one problem. We're not crazy about that.
So most Greeks tried to run, but they just ended up in the hands of a crazed mob who severely beat them.
Jesus.
Mm. One Greek fired birdshot into the crowd.
Nice, the Cheney.
But unfortunately, he hit two boys who were superficially wounded, but now the mob was really pissed.
Jesus, if you're I mean, the odds of only hitting two boys. Like the whole point of this was to hopefully hit a bunch of people. Yeah. It's like, nah, you just hit two kids a bunch. Damn it! Shit!
So the crowd backed away from the guy with the gun and then just went after more innocent Greeks. Mary Demos, owner of the Demos Brothers Confectionery, called the police for help.
Oh, I bet they were really fucking helpful.
The cop on the phone who answered just laughed at him.
Hello! You've called the wrong place! Keep trying! Hello! It's us again!
So he's just laughing at her.
Right.
And then her shop was looted and completely destroyed by a group she later said included cops.
Yeah. Damn. So, I mean, but that is, I mean, obviously a big problem in this story is that a cop was killed, and so the cops aren't going to have your back.
No.
There's such, like...
And the cops aren't going to have your back anyway.
Yeah, it's right, just, yeah. You're already asking a lot.
There's no Greek cops on the force.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah. And the people are just lathered up to just, like, they're ready to roll, so...
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Mary after would be hospitalized for a nervous condition, so she just
what
lost got? It.
What do you think it was related?
I don't know.
Is there were the doctors able to figure out?
I couldn't really
They're
put
like,
it together.
We're baffled. What did this to you?
It might have been her childhood.
Yeah, we think it's trauma from when you were a little girl.
Mayor Frank Kautsky had been at the citizens' meeting, but left early to visit a sick brother.
Okay,
he was walking home about 5 p.m. So it's a couple hours into the riot now, and members of the police and fire board find him, and they tell him what's happened.
Okay.
But they said, look, the sheriff is working with the South Omaha police to get it all under control.
Sure. So
is that taking
true?
Care of it. No.
Okay, good. Glad I asked.
The board had ordered the saloons closed, and one of them had called Governor Schallenberger to tell him all about the riot. And the governor was like, I can immediately send, you know, the National Guard assistance. But they're like, nah, it's fine. We
got
this.
Don't worry about
it. We totally got this. I mean, we're doing it. So we got it.
Right.
Once he had a full report from the board, the mayor went to the police station and then went home, quote, where he remained for the rest of the evening.
Nice. It's cool.
He's got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of cleaning
exhausted.
Up. He's got to be a lot
morning.
Of like, we all have to get along after
right.
their
He's day. Like, I took a muscle relaxer. I'm just going to go to bed. I'm good.
You don't understand. Nobody had a rougher day than I did. I am exhausted.
You guys heard my brother's sick, right?
Oh, like, my Lord. I think I might have got it.
The police chief said he had a hard time organizing his men. And that he was completely taken by surprise.
Well, you
by
couldn't see this coming. Who could see this coming?
Honestly. Well, especially him. One big problem with his story was that he had been a part of the meeting.
Right.
Took part in a committee position in the meeting.
Right.
But and he handed out "This is for Lowry" T-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the merch didn't help anything. Honestly.
And was described as the, quote, fountainhead of the riot.
Right. But outside of that, what could he have pieced this together?
You don't know.
You know what I mean? It's like he's not a Sherlock Holmes. I mean, he's a cop.
He had not advised anyone to tone down their speech at the meeting or stop hateful rhetoric. He said he had gone with the mob.
Is that like his good part? He's like, I was with the mob. Like, all right, we're kind of waiting for where this is going, honestly.
He was with them as they marched to keep everything calm until more backup
arrived. I was an undercover rioter.
I was like, fucking kill the Greeks.
Kill the Greek guy to show them that I was one of them.
And then at some point...
It was a Donnie Brasco type of deal.
He also said he and another cop tried to reason with the mob.
After walking with them. Once we got there, I decided it had gone too far.
Okay. But they did nothing physical, like use the clubs or fire warning shots. Under deposition, he later said the mob had obeyed his orders, but once it split into smaller groups, he had no control.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The gremlin effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very. He got him wet.
So the attacks go on for hours.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Greeks are beaten, including women and children.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you have a question about that?
Well, how many people are we talking? Like, how many Greek people are we talking here?
Well, there's 2,000 Greek people living in Greek town.
So just relentless random attacks.
Yeah.
Women and children.
They're attacking every Greek store, every Greek building, every Greek person. Like, it's just...
Okay.
Greek stores and homes are looted. Businesses are trashed. The mob didn't just attack Greeks. They also went after Italians, Poles, Hungarians, and Bulgarians.
Equal opportunity.
I was just going to say, it's nice to hear.
Once it starts to, is there a difference between a Greek and a Hungarian?
I was just going to say, like, imagine being like a Bulgarian, being like trying to explain to a like riotous white man. Like, no, it is a very different area. It's like, it sounds pretty Greek to me.
No, we, Steven Seagal, come to...
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
Is
there a place called Bulgaria? You know that happens. I think this guy's bullshitting me.
There's no place like that. Hit him! The sheriff had showed up at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m., every member of the Omaha South Police Force arrived, but that's only like 25 guys or something.
Nice. That'll do it.
But at that point, it's completely out of control. It's also getting dark at 6, so that's not good. So South Omaha reached out to the Omaha police chief, who was home and sick, and he said...
There was really something going around, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
He said public safety would be better served if the Omaha police just stayed out of the whole thing, because it might just rile people
up. Let them tire themselves out.
And you don't want to rile up that group, let me tell you.
Right. Yeah, imagine what would happen if they got riled.
I mean, they might start hitting people and burning stuff. Yeah.
No, they are. They're doing that right now.
Yeah, but if we got there, they'd like really hit
people.
There's
a lot of
really
fires. They're hitting children.
Yeah, but if we get there, they're really going to do that.
Okay. All right. He says we're good.
Yeah, you've heard of double down riots?
I hung up a minute ago.
These poor kids, they're being told that America is like the land of opportunity. Yeah. And then they get there, they're like, we're getting hit by something. I don't know what this is.
We're getting punched. Why is a cop punching me? I'm 5.
Yeah.
Well, when we tell you about being Greek.
Yeah. It's not hard enough to start your own business. Cops are coming in and just breaking your shit.
Yeah, ruining them. We got good propaganda. We've got great PR. Land of opportunity.
Yeah.
It'll turn around, baby. We're in the greatest place on earth.
So they then called the mayor after the police chief said no. And the mayor was like, well, I agree with the chief. Quote, I think it would be unwise for us to take a hand in it now.
It's amazing. Amazing. Wow. They are like acting like anyone would on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
Well, they're all like, yeah. This
Simpsons
is what,
are on.
Every one of them is like, yeah, this is what should be happening.
Yeah. Okay.
They're all pro-riot.
Right. Yeah.
Omaha cops, they said, would just incite more anger and damage. So. One Omaha police captain did, however, prepare for a mob to attack their jail, where
they had the absolutely terrified John.
But he must just be like, oh man, I wish I'd just been like you said, I have a gun. I should have just been like, I have a gun.
They told me not to take English lessons. What the fuck was I thinking? Yeah. The Omaha cops were told to use force if the mob tried to cross the 16th Street Viaduct. So they're just going to keep him out of the city.
Right.
The governor not being asked for help and Omaha not sending anybody over just meant the riot could just
endless.
Go until it burned out. Right. You know, until there's nothing left to punch or burn or break.
It's awesome.
And buildings are now burning. When darkness came, people started setting everything on fire.
Nice.
Greeks who would not come out for their due beating were being burned out and then beaten.
Jesus Christ.
Which is how you do it. That's how you do it. That's very old school. You burn the guy out and then you punch him. That's very...
You'll burn and beat.
Yep. The B&B. There were 40 deputies there, but with thousands of rioters, there's just nothing they could do if they wanted to do anything.
Right. So they're just like hanging out. Essentially.
Yeah.
Right. Cool.
It's like New Year's Eve. They're just
It's like Woodstock 99 vibes.
The Herald quote, with revolvers and clubs and brickbat, with torch and blows and abuse, the ruffians marched from place to place, crashing in windows, drinking stolen liquors, stealing merchandise, assaulting until the blood flowed like rivulets from cruel wounds. In one instance, shooting a grocery man through the leg, and in another, dragging a terror-stricken youth in his underwear from a streetcar where he sought refuge and beating him more.
Jesus Christ. I mean, you would think there would be like that's what I always find that strange when they talk about like, you know, the rules of war, like the rules of, but you would be like, it's a kid. Like, wouldn't you think even if you were furious, drunk, all this stuff, that you would just be like, this is a fucking child.
Well, you're forgetting that they're born with syphilis.
Right. I keep Greek. Forgetting we've got to stamp out the syphilitic.
Now, even Tony Soprano didn't fuck with kids.
Yeah. Like, there's just, like, that line of, like, some way. I don't even think you need to say it, but, like, that someone would be like,
But once you've dehumanized someone, it's all on.
Yeah. Plus, I think finding all the free liquor probably didn't help.
That's anything. Not helping the situation.
By the way, I don't think it was free.
I found this free liquor. maybe you want to use a different term.
I'm going to stick with my legalese free.
Some 30 very wounded and bleeding Greeks made it to and sought safety in the South Omaha jail. So they're like, just lock us up.
I don't know.
Jesus.
The police station was turned into a hospital. The World Herald, quote, the poor sufferers, always hatless.
Tell them. Just as quickly as you can.
Until like the 40s, everybody wore hats. And if your hat was knocked off or something happened, they would say like he was hatless as a way to describe that something was very wrong. You didn't,
and then there's a hat, there are the Straw Hat Riots.
Straw Hat Riots.
Where it was like,
they attacked people
for wearing hats. There were months where you had to wear a hat. If you didn't have a straw hat, it was a fucking problem.
Jesus. Yeah. And then if you wore your hat after Labor Day, then they'd be like, what the fuck are you wearing a straw hat for? And that's when the straw hat riots. People were just attacking people.
Okay, so they're saying that this guy didn't have a hat as like a wolf.
Yeah.
That's who we're dealing with.
The poor sufferers, always hatless, sometimes barefooted, and in one instance only clad in underwear, in jail as their only refuge to save their lives from being already half killed by mobs of strangers. They uttered not a word or cry, though trembling piteously. Now, this is the same paper that wrote how fucking...
That's what I thought.
It's the same paper.
So they're like, how this could have happened. Honestly, it seems like some publications had rhetoric that was just really getting people riled up and upset.
Yeah, it's really crazy. The cops actually arrested 25 people for violence, so they did arrest some people.
25.
But I bet it was just people they already wanted to arrest.
Right.
Like the troublemaker, oh, there's fucking Johnny. Oh, right. We can get him.
Right.
After 9 hours, the violence finally subsided.
Jesus Christ.
9 hours.
Just like
9 hours?
Stamina.
I just can't.
It's like a season of Russian Doll. That's crazy. It's insane.
I mean, stamina for 9 hours. You crazy. Imagine an hour?
I would be exhausted after riding for an hour. Exhausted.
Oh, my God.
You know how much you'd have to be? You'd have to be in really good shape.
Oh. Yeah.
You have to keep drinking, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can drink for 9 hours, but you got to keep refilling.
So you know hydrating's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Because these guys weren't hydrating.
They were probably a lot of pulled hammies, I know you though. Should. Probably a lot of pulled hammies, a lot of sore shoulders the next day. A
lot of sore shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, only one person reported killed. Reported killed, we'll say.
Okay.
It was a boy, a Greek boy.
Damn.
The next morning, it was quiet, but some didn't think it was going to last. The governor put the National Guard in Omaha on alert.
What? This guy is like, we think there might be something. I'm waiting to make the first strategic move until something happens.
I don't want to put him out there yet because it looks okay.
Everything's fine.
And also with Officer Lowry's funeral coming up the next day, they're like,
Right. Yeah.
So one of the reasons Greektown was so quiet is because all the Greeks were gone.
Right.
Because they'd fled and were in hiding because the beatings and the burnings.
Yeah, the day before. Yeah, I remember.
John was taken, shackled, and handcuffed on a stretcher from the jail to the train station and sent to Nebraska State Penitentiary in Lincoln.
Okay. But he must have been, like, that transo, like, that transport from, like, there to the train, he was probably like, oh, my God, please.
Oh, God.
You don't need to shackle. Like, where's he going to go? Like, he's, like, shackled and cuffed. Like, he's not going to go anywhere. I mean, his better chance in jail.
So, of the, whatever, 1,500, 1,700 Greeks who fled, only 200 went to Omaha. Greeks in South Omaha met in Gus Abiriti's 16th Street pool hall to discuss what to do.
Gust or Gus?
Gus, not a gust.
Oh, I was hoping Gus. Maybe hoping we were picking up with Gus' story now. Like, I've become a billiard guy.
The county sheriff came to protect them. They had been warned to leave South Omaha in 24 hours. So all the people who rioted also said, you're done here. Get the fuck out.
Right.
Which you probably don't have to say at that point.
Yeah, right. Like, no,
we're
going to
rebuild.
Right, yeah, right.
I'm going to put the confectionery back together. Their local Greek leaders warned those who wanted revenge against taking action because it would just make everything worse.
Yeah.
They said they need to rely on the law to handle this.
What a great position to be in, to be like, we have to trust the cops.
Yeah, and we have to move somewhere tolerant. We'll go to Boise, Idaho.
Somewhere close. What's near? We're actually not in a great pocket of the country, as far as I can tell
right
now.
What is the great pocket of the country?
I don't know if there is one, but
you know what? They
near.
Really hate Japanese in California. Then maybe they won't notice us.
That's ooh, what we got to do. As soon as they get there, like, damn Japanese, huh? you seem all right.
He's okay. Authorities began considering prosecuting arrested rioters. But the sheriff slow walked it, saying he didn't want to stir it all up again.
I mean, that is like, that logic is so...
Well, it's the Obama, we don't have time to move on thing, which turns out...
was worked.
It did.
Oh, what were you going to say? I thought it was pretty effective, I found.
There was also a lot of time spent collecting evidence, which...
Now, where can we find some evidence that something went down?
Maybe this isn't exactly CSI. Yeah, I don't think they're dusting off clues.
Zoom in right there for a second, a little closer. That looks like blood. Is that a bat?
On April 7th, 7 men were finally charged with unlawful assembling.
Wow. Wow.
You guys, look, I'm going to hit you real hard. You weren't supposed to get together in a group.
You didn't have a permit for this picnic area, so it's going to be 20 bones each.
It's like giving Putin a trespassing ticket.
None are convicted.
Of course not, yeah. No. So the jury was like, assembly seemed pretty
awful. They seem okay.
That seemed like a fine assembly.
The World Herald, which...
again, is really walking all over...
now called the rioters the, quote, dregs of South Omaha.
Uh-huh. Where would they get the idea? It's really, it's January 6th-ish in a way, right? Where you're going like, we got to save our country. What are these people doing inside the Capitol?
The Omaha Daily News said the riot was bad, but the Greeks were also, quote, a menace to the American laboring man, just as the Japs, Italians, and other similar
Jesus
laborers
Christ.
Are. They can't. Those guys can't stop.
No,
they can't.
Yeah.
Henry Murphy said it wasn't his speech that led to the riot. He said there had been a Greek problem for a long time, who he called the insolent Greeks. Another speaker said the riot had totally happened because of the meeting, and he had actually wanted to tell them to calm down, but saying that might have caused them not to calm down. That's why he didn't.
Smart.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, he's playing some brain chess without saying any of it.
The two state reps refused to discuss it. And
so everyone's just walking away from the kind of inciting
they did
moment.
They're all like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, right.
So one of the state reps said he had not given a speech at all. He's like, I didn't speak.
Had he?
Yeah. And he riled them all up.
It's very January 60.
It totally is. And then
what I meant was, okay.
And then he went to the Nebraska State House and on the floor stood up and said he didn't do anything. And then the Nebraska House of Representatives gave the two guys who were there certificates of excellence for their behavior at the meeting.
Wow, what is going on? this happens to me a lot on the show where I have no faith in our government or anything, you know? And then you'll just hear stuff like that and you're like, so it's always just like been dumb like theatrics where like criminal behavior has been like, we validate that. Like,
so what do you do with that certificate either? You get that framed? You're like, check out that, look at that.
Hey, guess who did pretty good the other day, huh? A certificate of excellence, like something you'd buy at like a party store. Congratulations.
So the Greeks end up just basically disappearing from South Omaha.
Wow.
The manager of Bowers of Armor, which is a meat packing company,
right,
said every Greek worker came and asked for their pay and left town, as did all the Romanians and Austrians.
Yeah, right, because they were like, it's no matter of time.
Which is essentially what they wanted in the first place. They wanted their jobs back. Now they can get their jobs back. Right.
Yeah. Really, we went the easy way, too, which is cool.
Yeah.
The straightforward, simple way.
And the manager put out a statement saying no diseased men had handled meat. Well, why the fuck would he? Why would he say that? No one said. Why would he just all of a sudden
speaking
say,
a little too much?
really, Jim? No diseased meat? You're just gonna fucking throw that out there? No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Are you? Fucking Greeks.
Yeah.
their hands.
Okay, relax.
Riddled with boil hands.
Yeah.
Word of the riot hit front pages across the country, though the Christian Science Monitor and the Kansas City Star didn't mention it at all,
that
there was a riot. But it did lead to more.
What did they go with?
It did lead to more. They didn't put anything about it.
Right.
But it did lead to more anti-Greek violence, and there were small riots in Kansas City, Kansas, and Dayton, Ohio.
Mm.
In Denver, the paper said foreigners had attacked the Greeks. J.P. Cruz, they said, was a Bohemian, so German.
Uh-huh.
Murphy, quote, a great line of American ancestry, isn't it? The SF Chronicle took the occasion to rail against foreigners and said, out east, they're just starting to understand.
So the lesson that was taken was that this is the right move and it should be expanded to all...
Right, so every area paper that was right-wingy that had a group of minorities or whatever...
Use this to sort of validate and steer towards that.
See, this is the thing we ought to be doing.
What did I tell you?
Yeah. Greeks in Midwest cities put together aid for their fellow countrymen. The Greek Star newspaper in Chicago...
They better have been pro. If they were just like, finally, the Greeks got what came to them. Like, you're our paper.
Okay.
No.
Really?
Greek Star?
Damn.
The Greek Star in Chicago said the Greeks have to admit there were other causes than just the shooting of the cop because women and state reps were attacking them. So
because it was just because so many people were attacking us, we probably do have scurvy.
We
have syphilis.
A Greek professor was sent by the Greek government. So the Greek government hires an American Greek professor.
Okay.
To go and give advice and guidance. And he spoke to the Greeks in a hall in Omaha and said they should obey the law.
Jeez. They're what, like, an Uncle Stavros. He's brutal.
Oh my God.
To obey the law, not resist arrest, and, quote, to abstain from talking to women with whom they had no acquaintance.
Wow. So the lesson that was learned was to...
You fucked up.
Play into the phobia.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
Know your part.
Know your place.
Don't try to learn English. For God's sake. Always have a necklace of lemons.
So, yeah. So...
Ugh.
Yep.
Terrible. Fuck.
Damages were estimated between 35,000 to 280,000. Yeah. So probably 280,000. Usually it's the worst. Mm. Claims were filed by Native Americans because, turns out, they own many of the buildings. Man, so also another reason people were happy to burn them is because they're owned by Native Americans. So
Native Americans are like, look, we're starting to think we have a bit of a problem with you whites. It's a fool me, can't get fooled again kind of situation.
They're like, we're taking that billiard hall.
All right, you understand us?
Yeah.
Over 50 buildings were ruined. Demands were made to the city of South Omaha for being responsible. So people are like, you owe us fucking money.
Right.
The Greeks hired a lawyer. But then 3 days after the riots, the lawyer told them they had no chance of, quote, possibly recovering any damages from South Omaha.
That's kind of like Alex Jones's lawyer, probably. He was like, look, this is an uphill fucking battle. I mean, I believe in the cause, but my God.
Because the states did not hold cities responsible for mob violence. So you can't sue the city because the state is like, oh, it's like a hurricane.
Well, in many ways.
The Ottoman embassy demanded 1,984 be paid to 16 Turks. The boy who was killed turned out to have been a Turk.
Okay.
The Greeks, Hungarians, and Turk reps in D.C. asked the government for 161,000. So it's an international issue now.
Yeah, and what is also ridiculous is that, like, okay, so if you were an immigrant population, you would find some sort of, like, galvanization with, like, other... But now you're like, hey, we don't like the Greeks either. Like, you're a Turk, so you're just like, we're not Greek, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's further just splintering everything, which is cool, I'm saying.
It's great.
I'm into it.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's what you want.
I'm pro that.
Yeah. Division's cool, dude.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I see it so clearly now. I really...
Ed Lowry had a massive funeral.
Mm.
There was no police pension or insurance, so Lowry's wife had to open their house to boarders to get by.
Wow.
Jeez. A fund had been started, and it went up to $505, but she never got a dime of it.
Everyone pretends to care, like he's Cecil the Lion or something, but no one really gives a shit.
They'd much rather do the violence and then walk away.
For sure.
Right.
Well, it's like Ukraine. It's all military money, and the people are like starving.
No, that is true.
And you're like, what about food?
I don't know. Dude, we sent Ben Stiller over there. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he had a pretty good meeting over there with Zelensky. Felt like they did the Zoolander Blues deal together. I don't know. I just am saying, I don't think you know how much that can lift a population who's hungry.
I just hope he started every sentence with as another comedian.
Yeah. It's a fellow comic.
I just...
His wife did get 105 from a benefit that a local high school put on later that year.
So it's very, I mean, again, it's just like GoFundMes are how you kind of...
This is several times you run into this where the wife of somebody, some victim, doesn't get the money.
Right.
Because it's put on by...
It's a show.
Churches and dudes. It's put on by dudes. And then they're like, you know what? You're not responsible enough.
There was a lot of overhead.
Yeah. John Masoretes went on trial in May 1909 and was found guilty of murder, and he got a death sentence.
Of course.
But it was reversed on appeal due to insufficient evidence and many trial irregularities, and he was tried again and got 14 years. He served five.
Wow.
And then the governor furloughed him in 1915 and deported him, and he went to Egypt.
Wow.
In 1910, in the census, there were just 59 Greeks in South Omaha,
mm-hmm.
down from 2,000 or 3,000.
Holy shit.
And I don't think that it never came back. I don't think it ever... Like, right now, if that this hadn't happened, there would be a huge Greek
population,
but now it's very small.
Yeah, you're still wary. Wow, that's crazy.
Sources, the anti-Greek right of 1909, South Omaha, by John Bitzes and the Charles Rivers editors, America's Weirdest Riots.
I like that it's the weird riot.
They're so weird.
It might be a weird time to plug. I'll be at the Omaha Funny Bone.
That's great.
I've never been there.
Greeks get in free?
Greeks get in free. That's
a little payback. Yeah, I mean, I think it is like so, it always is, I mean, it's so, it is like very similar today, again, where like we are just pitted against each other for whatever differences they can make you hate or fear about others. And it's while they just laugh all the way to the fucking bank. Mm-hmm. And it just keeps happening, and we keep falling for it in every single way. And that's just, I mean, that's a horrible example, obviously, because it's like, but that violence, I mean, that is really just like, as much as we're always like, we are a melting pot, and this is where immigrants are well, like, we just hide the history of the reality of that.
It's not a melting pot. It's like,
yeah.
Nothing melted.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to be positive because it makes everyone feel better, but you look at stuff like that and you're like, God damn.
That's, yeah. That's, and in many ways, that is what the show is. It's just him continuing to just give away.
This is Omaha is where we did the other riot. So 10 years later, there's a riot.
Right.
Because they want to hang one dude
who's
falsely accused of a crime, black guy. And they ended up hanging.
Yeah,
but
right.
It was like a riot to get him for like 2 days. Like it was.
No, and it's also like when you talk about that, like that day, that Sunday when they kind of just, you know, froth everyone up and then they all just walk away from that. I didn't speak. And then they get their certificates of excellence. It's like no lessons were learned.
Yeah.
The only lesson that was learned from that was for the Greeks to be like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. You would think a riot is like kind of like when you're done, it's kind of like after you have sex where you're just like, what did I do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But there's no clarity afterwards.
I mean, you would think you would treat it like you got like kind of blacked out a little bit and you'd be like, oh man, I just got a bunch of receipts. I got to test some group texts out and see if everything's okay.
Well, to look at it would be to like an admission of guilt though. So it's like they have to.
Well, and there's nobody who forces you to do it. So it's like, you just like, you know, that's how you, that's like our history is like, I don't feel bad. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We won. That's our history.
We won. Yeah. I mean,
that's a lot of American history. We're fucking good at war, dude.
Yeah. No, my family's English. I remember when I was like the first time when my English family started just talking shit on him, and I was just like, that's not what I'm learning at all. What are you all talking about? We've won all the wars. I was like, oh gosh, that's not good. Well, thank you, Sam. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, it's been a lot
of
fun, man. This is a great pod. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. And yeah, like we said, we saw your Netflix special, and it's fucking great. So check it out,
man.
September 1st, same time tomorrow.
Thank you, man.
Your pod with Julian Edelman that you barely know.
He's great. He's awesome. It's going to be great. That starts, the tease is tomorrow, and then it's out.
How many have you done?
We've done 12, and episode, it's like the Rewatchables, you know that Bill Simmons podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like with games.
Oh, that's great.
So the first game we do is the Giants versus the Pats the undefeated season.
Yeah.
So we got Eli Manning and Teddy Bruschi on. Eli is awesome. We got Peyton Manning on an episode.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
So many good guests.
That's
like
great.
Paul Pierce was on one. So every app is a killer guest, and that's coming out this month. And the one with Norman, we might be drunk.
And then what's your whiskey called?
It's called Bodega Cat, and I promise you'll love it. I wish I had a bottle. We'll definitely send you guys a bottle, but it's at bodegacatspirits.com for pre-order, and it's an amazing whiskey. We work with this whiskey nut in Houston
now,
named
is that
Christopher
the technical
Hart.
Term?
Yeah, I'm sure he likes that.
He knows. I mean, he's like hook. He brings insane. But he bought a rectangle bottle from 1960s, and I was like, why is this a rectangle? And he goes, because they used to put it in briefcases. That's how people used to drink, like Don Draper level drunk.
Wow.
And He's great, and he has a liquor company and they have a distillery. So he heard that on our podcast that we wanted a whiskey, and we got all these emails like, we'll make it, and this guy seemed the most legit. So
yeah.
Wow.
It's what's great about the square bottle for the briefcases, they had flasks back then, but this was just like people like, that ain't enough.
No.
Not enough.
Those are the pros. Yeah. But the whiskey's great. It's like really, it's like caramelly, vanilla-y, kind of like smooth as hell. It's everyone who's tried it has loved it. So I'll send you guys a bottle for sure.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And fuck you, Dave. All right, thanks, Aaron. Oh, yes, it's Gareth. Not Gary, stop it. Gare Force, listen, I've got a bunch of stand-up shows coming up, and I want to see you there. We can hug. I will be at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California, April 18th, 19th, and 20th. Then I will be in Chattanooga, Tennessee, June 18th. I will be at Nashville, Zanies, June 19th. I will be in Huntsville, Alabama, June 20th. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, June 21st, June 22nd. Then I will be in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, June 26th. Then I'll be in East Providence, Rhode Island, June 27th. Then I'll be in Boston, Massachusetts, and Boston, June 28th. That's two shows. I will be in Springfield, Massachusetts, June 29th, Rochester, New York, June 30th, and then July 5th through the 6th. Canada, I've heard your prayers, and I will answer them. I will be in Toronto. So come join me at the Comedy Bar. Go to GarethReynolds.com for tickets and information. That's right, Gare Force. We're calling you up. It's the big time. The big leagues. This went poorly.